AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The suspect in connection with the assassination of Charlie Kirk is in custody. The suspect has been identified as Tyler Robinson, a 22-year-old from Utah. A law enforcement official told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the ongoing investigation. Earlier today, in an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, President Trump said a minister and a relative of the alleged gunman helped turn him in to authorities.
Somebody that was very close to him said, that's him. Mm. And went to the father, went to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic, by the way. And the person was involved with law enforcement, but was a person of faith, a minister. And brought him to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic. And the father convinced the son, this is it.
Kirk was shot as he spoke to a crowd gathered in a courtyard at Utah Valley University in Orem. And today, the president also announced he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns with support from the mayor and the governor. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is warning of a shutdown if Republicans do not accept Democratic demands on health care. He says the country is in a different place than it was earlier this year when he argued against a shutdown. In other news, France says it's deploying fighter jets to Poland, and the UK has announced new sanctions on vessels and companies linked to Russia's oil transport and war efforts. The move comes in response to Russia's recent drone incursion into Poland. And in Congo, at least 86 people have died after a motorized boat capsized in the northwestern province of Equateur. State media says the incident happened Wednesday, and most of the victims were students. This is AP News. Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election loss.
Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Carmen Lúcia reading the verdict as a panel of justices convicted former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
Well, I watched that trial. I know him pretty well. Foreign leader. I thought he was a good president of Brazil. And it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it at all.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hi everyone, James and Andy here from hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, if you like learning things, if you like learning facts about literally any subject under the sun, actually also including the sun, I mean every subject, No Such Thing as a Fish is the podcast for you. James, give us a fact.
Did you know that Venezuela was once home to guinea pigs the size of a car?
I did not. Beautiful. Here's one for you, James. The Chicago River used to be sparkling, but only because of all the animal carcasses floating in it.
It's not just animals, it's everything, as Andy says, under and including the sun. Look for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.